This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Joe Constance. Duolingo is facing a backlash from some of its users over a change in the way it uses AI. So, Joe, explain what this change was.
Yeah, so the company released an internal memo that basically said it's going to go AI first, which for Duolingo, it means they're really going to lean into AI to expand their offerings, expand the number of courses they have. But they're also going to factor it into hiring decisions, performance reviews. They're really going to change how they work at the company. They're only going to give more headcount to teams if they can show that they cannot do what they need to do with AI. The thing that really caught people's attention was they said that they are going to gradually stop using contractors where AI can handle the work.
Is this backlash from the workers or from the users?
It's really from the users. So Duolingo has a really strong, loyal following on TikTok, especially. They're known for their quirky humor, their funny mascot, the owl. And so a lot of people are posting videos of themselves saying that they've deleted the app. They've broken streaks where they've, used the app every single day for years and years. And they're saying, we will not support a company that's replacing its workers with AI.
That's a tough sacrifice if you're going to give up like a 5-year Duolingo streak. How has the company responded?
So on the app, on TikTok, it's stayed pretty quiet. It's not really engaging in the comments that are flooding its sections. It's really kind of letting this blow over and kind of continuing on with its normal sort of quirky, funny videos. But the CEO went on Bloomberg TV last week to clarify, we're talking about contractors here where AI is able to take on that work. This means no change for our full-time employees. But really, that is a sort of distinction that, of course, it matters for executives in the way that they run their companies. But for the everyday person, it's a distinction that, isn't very meaningful. So people, that's not really something that helped very much.
I would imagine that there are other companies that are doing something similar, but they're just not in the crosshairs because Duolingo has such a faithful and loyal fan base.
Of course, yeah. So, this happened, there was another internal memo a couple weeks ago from Shopify, saying a very similar thing, but it's just not the same. I think this is a particular danger for consumer companies where they have this very personal relationship with their customers. And it's definitely a warning for some other consumer companies out there.
Joe, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Joe Constance. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.